You're tuned to Focus on Campus, a weekly show which highlights faculty, staff, and students here at the University of Texas at El Paso. Good morning, I'm Luis Sainz, your host for Focus on Campus, and joining us today are Adam Vargas and Israel Hall, and they're here to talk about the minor madness. They're from the kinesiology department. Gentlemen?
Well, basically, one day me and Israel are at the Student Rec Center, and we are in love with playing basketball, and we decided why not share our love of basketball with others, but do it in a way that we can help a fellow student with a potential scholarship.
Oh, yeah. Of course, when I was beating Adam in this game, of course, when this epiphany came, it was actually interesting because there's a lot of, you know, as you know, a lot of the students here live in El Paso, and everybody works a job. So that's what sets this university apart. Everybody's working, and we were just thinking, gosh, we can raise money and put it towards the Minors Helping Minors scholarship campaign, and you know, we're just thinking this would be a great way to get to promote kinesiology, just an active lifestyle in general. It's like an overall win-win situation for everybody. So right now we're just trying to promote health and help students at the same time.
Israel, I think when people hear the word kinesiology, can you kind of clear up for us about kinesiology, what you all do as far as your program and some of the classes and courses you offer, and how you can help people in the community?
All right. In a nutshell, the most, I guess, misinterpreted fact about kinesiology is that it's only for PE individuals. However, it's greatly beyond that. In a nutshell, again, we're just promoting an active lifestyle because there's a whole lot of benefits to exercise, which a lot of the research is over my mitochondrial content. And pretty much, exercise is a healthy form of medication, naturally. There's a whole lot of benefits to it. And in our class, we actually study the components at which the body, just the components the body produces, the mechanisms behind the health benefits pretty much, and how to properly stress the body to get our body at its full potential, to get the best out of it. And that branches out into physical therapy, occupational therapy, but primarily strength and conditioning. Answer your question.
Adam, one of the things that, of course, we're already in April, but one of the biggest resolutions everybody makes is losing weight after the first of the year, and they go out and buy these treadmills, they go out and buy all these machines that end up being clothes racks after a while because they don't use them. But I guess the problem that when I've talked to some people is not the fact that they can't lose weight, but the fact that they're not educated, and they don't know how to go about it. I mean, they'll overdo it for 2 or 3 days. They just get so sore they don't want to do it again. And you guys, through this tournament, are trying to help them out and show them that exercise can be fun and it can also be beneficial if you do it right.
Exactly. The hardest step and first step that you must take in order to make that lifestyle change is get off the couch. that's probably the toughest part, but people think of working out as, I've got to go to the gym. Mm. And, you know, you see these commercials, you know, with, they're called gym intimidation, where you have this image, this mental image in your head, and you're thinking, I'm going to go to the gym, but I may not be the most fit person, and I'm going to be judged, and I'm going to be ridiculed. And it's not like that, you know. Being healthy and living an active lifestyle can be fun, whether it be playing basketball, you know, whether it be taking your dogs on a, you know, on a jog or anything like that, playing with your children. It can be fun. It's not solely that horrible mental image of you going to the gym and you being judged and ridiculed, because it's nothing like that. It's so much deeper, and you can make it, like I said, you can make it something in which you enjoy doing. And that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to share our love of basketball and our love of promoting health and fitness through this tournament.
This tournament is, as we mentioned, begins on April 18th. So give us a particulars about it and who's eligible to play. What are you looking at? How is it going to be structured? How many teams?
Okay, well, this tournament's going to be played out, like you said, on April 15th. The tournament will start approximately at 8 a.m. And the way the tournament's going to be formatted, it's going to be four-person teams, and at all times, one female must be on the court, therefore making it a co-ed tournament. So it's going to be basically a kind of like pick-up basketball, more or less. You know, you call your own fouls. First one to 11 points wins the game, and everybody's guaranteed 4 games. So in the morning, we'll have pool play, and then in the afternoon, after pool play, we'll have divisional play. And there's going to be a competitive more or less bracket, you know, for those that are really, you know, going out there to win the tournament. And then there's going to be a recreational bracket where you're going in and you're just trying to have fun.
Do you guys set up the teams or when they sign up or how does that work?
When they sign up, they're going to go ahead and register at our website, which is chs.utep.edu/3v3shootout/. And the way it works is you'll have your team captain register for the team. And of course, before registration, you know, you talk to your friends, okay, you want to get a basketball team going out for this tournament, and you fill out your information, you know, basics, your name, your age, and in particular, your size of your T-shirt, because all participants will be receiving a tournament T-shirt, because this is an official centennial event here at UTEP. So everybody participating is going to receive a T-shirt. So they will go ahead and register then. Registration deadline is going to be Monday, April 14th. By 5 p.m. So it's vital that those that are willing to participate and wanting to participate register before that deadline. And there's going to be prizes involved as well. We have a memorabilia that's going to be signed by the men's and women's UTEP basketball team. And, of course, winners of each of these recreational or competitive brackets will also receive a customized championship basketball T-shirt as well.
Now, the teams, as far as size, are you looking for a particular size? As we all know, the men's traditional NCAA tournament, you know, is 65 teams. Are you looking for a number of teams, or you're just waiting to see who signs up? Israel?
Yeah, actually, we're trying to make this available for everybody, so we're not limiting the number of teams, but we're actually trying to encourage the bigger amounts of teams. So this is actually something that we want everybody to come to, not only UTEP students, but we want everybody to bring their mom, their neighbors, anybody, basketball gym from next door. You know.
This is going to be all at Memorial Gym? Is that where it's going to take place?
Yeah, it will be at Memorial Gym, and there will be an intersession at 12. And so there will be a break time, you know, to freshen up, get something quick to eat before starting again.
How long are the games going to be? You said 11 points. Is there a time limit, though?
It's roughly no more than 20 minutes. 20 minutes is the time limit. And so generally the game should end a little sooner. However, some games may be pushed just a little bit past that.
Now, we all know that the economy and because of the economy, a lot of people are staying home and not being able to go to school, or a lot of our students, as you know, work and go to school. But you mentioned that you're trying to raise money for a scholarship for a fellow student. Is there a particular student in mind that you have, or are you just raising money for a scholarship in general?
So here's the thing. With this scholarship, students fill out the application, fill out their GPA. They give a little backstory on themselves, and the committees look at who is really in need, who really needs this. And the cool thing about it is the more money we raise, the more scholarship money we can give out to students.
As far as kinesiology goes and the classes that you all take and the department offers, a lot of times we get hurt some way, and that's because we don't stretch, we don't do this, we don't do that. And so let's talk a little bit about that and, you know, preparing for exercise.
Oh, yeah. So first and foremost, anybody and everybody listening to this needs to know one simple fact, and that is you can't stretch before a workout. You must warm up. Those two are used interchangeably, warm up and stretching, but one must warm up dynamically, meaning moving around, you need to get a general warm-up in. So rule number one, get a general warm-up in 8 minutes. Jog around a track. And number two, do something sports specific, right? So if I'm playing basketball, I'm going to be slightly jogging, then bringing up my high knees. I'm going to be doing high knees, karaoke, and then I'm going to slightly increase intensity from there. Then to get your muscles a little more loose, you can do slight stretches. For example, kicking your leg up to your shoulders to stretch your hamstrings. That's just one example. But you want movement. You don't want to be static. You know, you don't want to touch your toes only. So the whole gist of this is movement into high intensity. You can't start with something crazy. You just got to start a little bit at a time and get there. After your workout, that's when you stretch, because then your muscles are nice and filled with blood. Your muscles stretch a lot better, more efficiently at that point. So that's really important. That'll prevent tons of injuries for the future.
Adam, what about when you finish? Because a lot of times you hear about people not, you know, you hear warming up, as Israel just mentioned, mm-hmm. but then when you finish, you hear about people cooling down.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. That's exact terminology, cool down. It's basically a reverse warm-up. So the whole purpose of cool down is to, in a sense, you know, cool down your body, but to decrease your heart rate and to decrease your body's core temperature. So in this cool down, like Israel had mentioned, you know, you might make a lap or two around the track, and then you can start going into what's called static stretching, where, you know, you dedicate maybe about 2 to 3 minutes of just stretching, because at that point, you know, like Israel said before, you have blood flow to those areas of the body, making it a whole lot easier to stretch. And like I said, if you stretch in that cool down area, it's only going to benefit you as far as prevention of injuries when you happen to do any type of physical activity.
We've seen people who are, after they finish, they are so tired. And I've done this myself too, whether you're running, walking, whatever. First thing you do is when you finish is you just drop down, lay down, and just like, oh my gosh, I am so tired. Oh. Or you guzzle down the water. Right? What? Wrong?
Yeah. So if you just lay there, the problem is if you have blood flow to your muscles, so blood's trapped in there. Your muscles pretty much tear. You get these micro tears. Within those tears, blood fills the muscle. So what happens is that blood, it's called blood pooling. It applies pressure to your nerve. So it's exactly like if somebody's poking you, and that's where you get the ouch. That's where it hurts. And so that's the cause for soreness, those micro tears. So to decrease soreness, you must do a cool down in reverse from higher intensity to lower intensity to flush that blood out. It's not lactic acid. It's just blood.
As far as water goes, I mentioned some people like to guzzle down because they're just so tired, especially during the summer months. And you have to be careful.
Exactly. You can basically get water poisoning, hyponatremia. So you have to be very careful. Of course, you've just expended a ton of energy working out and whatever type of exercises you've been doing. So like anything, everything has to come in moderation.
Yeah.
Of course, if you're tired to the point where you can't even stand up, take it down a notch as far as your exercising goes. But everything comes in moderation.
And it's give or take. It's 1 liter that's processed through your body per hour. It's a general rule of thumb.
We've heard, whether you're exercising or not, that, you know, the general rule is 8 glasses of water a day. Is that still the general rule, or should people drink a lot more, especially here in the hot sun, because we tend to dehydrate more?
Yeah, 8 glasses of water is fairly enough. However, if you're going to be working out a lot more, if you're sweating more, that's more water expended. So it's, if you're working out, you have to replace it with at least 1 liter right after your workout. Always stay hydrated before your workout. It's nothing fancy. It's common sense, actually, with this.
We have about a minute left in the program. So if you all wouldn't mind sharing the information again about the tournament, what people need to do, when's it going to be, what time do they need to be there?
Okay. I said earlier, this is a Minor Madness 3v3 shootout. It's going to be held on Spring Study Day, which is Friday, April 18th. You can register at chs.utep.edu/3v3shootout/. Now, cost will be $80 per 4-person team. Like I mentioned earlier, it's going to be a co-ed tournament, so a female must be on the court at all times. All participants will receive a tournament T-shirt. There will be a competitive and a recreational division. Prizes will be awarded to first and second place teams in each division, and the tournament is going to be open to people over the age of 18 and over, and it's open to everybody, to the general public, to UTEP students, faculty, staff, and one more thing, registration ends Monday, April 14th by 5 o'clock, and if you have any more questions that need to be answered, you can contact Rowena Baquiera or Jason Boyle at ribaquiera@utep.edu. Or J.B. Boyle, B-O-Y-L-E, @utep.edu.
Well, gentlemen, we want to thank you very much for taking the time to be with us here today. We've been visiting with Israel Hall and also Adam Vargas, and they were talking about the Minor Madness 3v shootout, which will be taking place on Spring Study Day. It's a Friday. I believe that's Good Friday. And that's Friday, April 18th. So if you have additional questions, go to the website. That's chs.utep.edu/3vshootout/. Thank you, gentlemen, very much for being with us here today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Focus on Campus is taped and produced at the KTP Studios, University of Texas El Paso Communication Building. Our thanks to our engineer and producer, Dennis Wu. You've been tuned to Focus on Campus. I'm Louis Sines.